MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Two batches of Benadryl cough syrup have been recalled after high levels of diethylene glycol were discovered in the medicine. According to the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, we know it better as SAHPRA, this is a toxic compound that could be fatal if consumed. Joining us now is Daphne Fafudi, who is Manager Regulatory Compliance at SAHPRA. Welcome to you. And firstly, can you explain to me how the high levels were initially detected?
NAFDAC, which is Nigerian National Agency for Food and Drug Administration and Control, it's the counterpart of SAHPRA. They wrote a report, and we learned through that report that they have detected more than 0.1 acceptable level of DEG in the batch that they have indicated. It was one batch, and this batch was manufactured by Johnson & Johnson in 2021. In May, so it is expiring end of this month. So that's how we have learned about this. Immediately, we contacted the manufacturer, who was also not aware. Then what we did, we shared the information, and we required from the manufacturer that they communicate immediately what the status is, because this was not what happened when the batch was released. So we wanted to know what's going on. And they were very, very cooperative, and both independently, we are currently running the tests just to verify this.
Would you explain to me what the part one over means? How serious would that have been for any consumer?
If indeed the presence of DEG is over 0.1%, remember, Jeremy, this is a pediatric syrup. Mm. It's Benadryl pediatric syrup, which is for the children. So this substance will be harmful to the children if consumed, and it's likely to cause acute renal failure, which is kidney problems. It's likely to cause headaches. It's likely to cause stomach or abdominal discomfort in children, diarrhea, vomiting. And in worst case scenario, it may lead to death. But Jeremy, what I want to say is that, as I indicated, that this batch was manufactured in 2021. Mm. And Johnson & Johnson does export to other regions. And this particular two batches that have been recalled, 329304 and 329303, have been exported. But we have never had any reports of adverse events or untoward side effects that might have happened. There were never reports. Usually when a patient consumes a product and they experience side effects, they would alert the regulator or the pharmacist or the doctor who's treating them or the clinic. And as such, the regulator will also subsequently be informed by the health professionals, and the matter would be investigated. Such report has not yet emerged, even from the export market. So even Nigeria, having detected this, they did not indicate that they have received reports from patients or from anyone because of adverse events. And what I also want to reiterate is that this batch is expiring in April 2024. Mm. Yes. And the alert came on the 10th of April.
All right. Could you detail for me the kind of company processes and checks that are typically in place to prevent incidents like this, and why they might have failed in this instance?
So when it comes to medicine manufacturing processes, Johnson & Johnson, as an example, is a facility that is licensed by SAHPRA. So anyone who wants to manufacture medicines in South Africa or import medicines in South Africa, they must acquire a license, and their product must be registered by SAHPRA. So we evaluate the product for quality, safety, and efficacy. And our inspectors will go to the facility and inspect it for good manufacturing processes. And not just good manufacturing process, it must be current good manufacturing process. Johnson & Johnson was inspected also last year, and that's part of the routine inspections that SAHPRA does to the licensed and manufacturers. So this facility is good manufacturing practice approved. And By the time we issue a certificate for good manufacturing practice, we would have looked at the quality management systems related to producing a product. So the quality that is built in that product, because we speak about quality, safety, and efficacy. So the quality aspect, we look at the whole process from the raw materials that will be used. How do they test that the raw materials that they are using, the active pharmaceutical ingredient, for example, together with the excipients that will be used and the diluents, because DEG is likely to come from the excipients, propylene glycol, that would be used. So we look at, do they test their raw materials? Where do they get them from? Those vendors that are giving them those, how do they qualify those? How do they ensure that there's quality of those products? How do they test each of those raw materials? And also through the process, there is a there are quality aspects and are there in-house testing and also independent testing. So there must be quality assurance. So the good manufacturing process is a process that has got standards, and SAPRA will ensure that that process has been validated. Everything has been verified.
And let me ask you this. If that doesn't happen, is there sanction or penalty that any manufacturer would face if they are found to be wanting?
Yes, we've got offences in our legislation, and there are penalties that would be imposed. So every batch that is manufactured, because remember, Jeremy, there are many batches that would be produced of a particular product, and batch recalls are common. However, what happens is that when there is a specification of each and every product, that the product must meet the specification. And if the product does not meet a specification for whatever reason, us as the regulator, the manufacturer has to alert us, has to inform us. However, should we find out that it has failed and they did not alert the regulator, it is an offense in terms of our legislation, and we would impose our penalties based on that. So at the current moment, we are currently running tests just to make sure that we get facts, and then if there are offenses that have been committed against the Medicines Act, then we will impose our penalties.
And I'm going to thank you for that very thorough explanation, Daphne Fafudi, Manager Regulatory Compliance at SAPRA. I do appreciate your time. Thank you.